First this evening, I'm going to turn my attention to drink. As is you, that doesn't sound surprising for me, but no, in particular to Ballykilcavan Brewery in County Laois. They are finalists in the Irish Made Awards for 2022. The awards are hosted by Irish Country Magazine and they're now back for their sixth year. Heidi Higgins from Laois is also a finalist in the fashion category. But to try and find out maybe why Ballykilcavan are part of these awards, I'm delighted to be joined by David Walsh, chemist, who I'm not going to call him the owner of Ballykilcavan because they are steeped in such history. And it always brings me great joy to go onto their website, ballykilcavan.com, and the tagline that just jumps up at you: one farm, 13 generations, 383 years and one family. That is the Walsh chemist family. David, I can't really give you a better introduction than that. How have things been since I last spoke to you about 6 months ago when you actually created a special blend of beer to raise money for the Ukrainian war relief effort?
Absolutely. No. All good. Thanks, Ronan. Thanks very much for having us back on again. I think we were selling the beer at that stage for Ukraine. It was basically for the Red Cross in Ukraine, and we ended up raising 4,500 for the Red Cross effort in Ukraine. So, like, we were delighted with that. And again, we got such great local support on that. It was great to see. I am technically the owner along with my wife. I'd see myself more as the custodian. It's really a case of, as you say, kind of looking after the place as much as possible and then leaving it in a state that if the next generation wants to take it on, it's there for them.
How have things been? I suppose we can now start talking about the post-pandemic stage. Social lives have returned to some element of normality. Pubs are open again. People are socialising. Have you seen a boost in business from that? How has things been overall?
We have. Yeah, we have. I mean, and in particular, because actually one of the things we have done this year is open up the visitor centre at the brewery. So it was really, I mean, I think probably when we were talking to you last, we were still putting the finishing touches on it. There's still a couple of small bits to be done, but actually it's pretty much there at this stage. And we have had quite a lot of tours in already since say April of this year. And it's great to see, particularly for us, it's mainly based around overseas visitors coming in. So it's tour operators bringing in North Americans, Canadians, US, French and German visitors, British visitors coming in as well. So from our point of view, it's fantastic to have them back in the country again after 2 years where a few of them snuck in and snuck back out again. But, you know, really, obviously, that was pretty much wiped out for 2 years. And then the other side is the export actually has really picked up again because, you know, a lot of the people that we were talking to on export, they didn't really want to necessarily buy in beers from abroad because they weren't sure what their lockdowns were going to be. You know, if they bought in a couple of pallets from us, would they be able to sell them because the pubs or the restaurants might close down again? So I think their confidence is back again. And that means that we're able to get our beers back out to France and Italy, which is, you know, increasing part of our business here.
Where is your primary market? Is the export exceeding the local market, or where is it at this point, and where do you see things going?
It's still local to a large extent, and we do still get great local support. We're very grateful for that. But really, there's a bit in the middle which we're not really necessarily covering that well at the minute. Now, we're still looking for solutions on that. But in terms of the distribution, is actually one of the hardest things of the whole business is just getting that distribution piece right. So I'd say we're fairly strong locally. We have quite a few what I'd call online accounts. So that means that we're able to sell to a business in, say, Dublin or Cork or somewhere like that. And then they're able to sell online to consumers. So it means that anywhere in the country that you are, you'll be able to get our beers online. But we're not that strong in terms of bricks and mortar stores outside really the local area here. So once you get outside, say, a 50-kilometre radius of the brewery, you're then into northern Italy. We have a very, very good distributor there who's taking a lot of beer off us. We have Noel McNulty down in La Rochelle, and he's taking in pallets of beer to go down into his pub down there, which is great. I mean, it's, you know, for a pub to have three lines of ours down in La Rochelle, you know, it makes a huge difference to us to get that sort of support as well. And we will have beers going into the Paris area later on this year and hopefully into the Netherlands as well. We're sort of very close to finding a distributor over there who's going to take beers in as well.
There's quite an interesting piece in last Sunday's Sunday Business Post that actually speaks about the craft sector in the country. And it kind of says that a lot of microbreweries were coming under increasing pressure over the past year. There's been kind of amalgamations of breweries and sometimes maybe some kind of reflecting this failure to be able to kind of break the stronghold that the big breweries have on the market. Is that why export becomes so important for you? Or
yeah,
is that
absolutely.
That's the challenge you're referring to there in terms of the bricks and
mortar. It is. And we all have to be very careful about our language because all these big brewers have much better lawyers than we have. And I don't want to get you into trouble. I don't want to get myself into trouble. You know, any pub you go to in the country is generally going to be, you know, there'll either be a lot of Diageo taps or there'll be a lot of Heineken taps. And realistically, I understand the commercial decision behind it. If you're a publican, you know, if you're getting well looked after by by a big company, you're not necessarily going to want to take out some of their lines to try and put in our lines, because that's going to get you into trouble with that big company. So from our point of view, it is. It's very hard for us to get draft lines over here. You have great people like PJ Cavanagh in Port Leash, who has a couple of our beers in. The hotels, I have to say, I find are really, really good, because in particular, they'll be getting tourists in that want the local beers. So, you know, that kind of keeps them happy to have our beers in place as well. But really, after that, we sell more draft beer in Italy and we sell more draft beer in France than we do in Ireland. And really, the Irish market for us is what we'd call small pack. So it's bottles and cans.
I can just picture the legal team that Mr. Burns and the Simpsons has when you mention there. You have to be careful of your language. I don't know why it pops into my head.
You get very used to it, because, I mean, yeah, obviously everyone has to be careful. You can't go around making accusations that you can't back up. But a lot of, you know, we would find it very, very hard to go into a pub anywhere in the country. It's not Leash, it's not anywhere else, but anywhere in the country, we'd find it very hard to go in and displace a tap from one of the really big breweries.
Yeah, but said companies are also producing their own craft beer too, so clearly they see there is a market there for it.
It blurs the playing field for us as well, because there's no actual legal definition on what a craft beer is. There's nothing stopping a really, really big multinational brewery producing what they're calling a craft beer, because no one's policing that. There's no sort of legal definition set down anywhere. So anyone can call a beer a craft beer. We actually, a lot of the time now, we would call ourselves an independent brewery or a local brewery, something like that, because that is, you know, something that's much easier to define. And I think maybe consumers can understand that a bit better than the term craft beer.
You're clearly doing something right there, though, because you are finalists in the drinks category in the Irish Made Awards for 2022. Tell us more about that, and what can people do to give you a bit of support?
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're delighted to get into that. I mean, we made it to the final last year, which we were delighted about as well. It's a very prestigious award, because it's based around the whole country. It's obviously a lot of it would be sort of textiles and home cares and beauty products and things like that as well. But there's a food category and there's a drinks category. We're the only brewery that's made it through to the finals, and we're up against some very big hitters. So we'd be delighted if people were able to give us a vote, because it's decided by public vote. It's a case of just going onto the website. So it's irishcountrymagazine.ie/vote. You'll see all the categories there. As I say, give Heidi a vote as well. I'm not as up to date on beauty products and things like that as maybe I should be. I'm sure there's other local producers in there as well, and it'd be great to get us all a vote and head us up to Dublin then later on in the year.
Absolutely, a little bit of recognition for the fantastic work that's been done. David, it's been a pleasure as always. All the very best with those awards, and talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Ronan. Talk to you soon. All the best.
And if you are another business in Leash Offaly Westmeath that happens to be a finalist or shortlisted for those awards, text me 083 3010 103. Let me know. We'll get a call out there for you too. Always happy to promote great local businesses. Not too many have the same history that the Walsh Chemists do over in Ballykilcavan. But as David mentions there, they do have a new tourist centre opened up as well, and a new tour that's well worth doing, absolutely worth checking out too. It's fascinating, and you really see that the journey the beer makes from the very fields where the grain and the hops are grown right up to the brewing process and down to the sampling at the end. Extremely, extremely valuable, worth doing, and great to hear it's getting so much traction locally, but especially from global tourists too, because that's what we need. We need the region busy and vibrant again.